Feel the minty freshness.
We face big and difficult challenges. What the American people hope, what they deserve, is for all of us, Democrats and Republicans, to work through our differences, to overcome the numbing weight of our politics. For while the people who sent us here have different backgrounds, different stories, different beliefs, the anxieties they face are the same. The aspirations they hold are shared.
All right, that's a little snippet, some of the softer stuff from the State of the Union address, President Obama in prime time. You'll get a chance to grade the State of the Union. I'll give you my grade. A couple of things that seemed to be the main focus were jobs, also education, and giving kids a chance to get an education, talking specifically about Pell Grants and some other things. The repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, another thing that was thrown out in the State of the Union, so we will go through the entire thing and give you some analysis. And again, your chance to grade the president, his State of the Union address this time around. Some of the themes were pretty familiar. 800-259-5791, keep that number close. Also in this show, we're going to talk high tech. Apple unveils the iPad, but will it be a winner with the consumers? You're talking about right now, if you were to get one, $499 up to $829. Steve Jobs says it's like holding the internet in your hands. Do you want to hold the internet in your hands? And Ben Bernanke, as the Federal Reserve Chairman, in a recent poll just out the other day, 50 senators are supporting Bernanke by our count and by this poll's count, and 22 are opposed. So what does that mean? And speaking of financial stuff, Timmy Geithner drawing fire, trying desperately to defend AIG and the bailout in front of the fat cats on the Hill. But right now, at the top of the show, and hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America, tonight we're going to head to my pal Easy Ticket Mike to talk for a few minutes, a little sports here on the show. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was watching a lot of the Australian Open. I'm a big tennis nut, and I've been to a lot of the majors. I've never been to the Aussie Open, and I just watched the American champ, Serena Williams, who's number one in the world. She managed to get through all the way to the finals, so we know she's going to be in the finals again. This is like the fifth straight year for her. She has some incredible luck down under, so, and Li Na is the woman she defeated, a Chinese woman, and the Chinese are starting to come on when it comes to tennis, Mike. It's interesting because in that country, you know, it's all about badminton and table tennis, but apparently now there's big incentives for the men and the women to play tennis. They get to keep all their prize money. The government doesn't take anything from them, so they're encouraging tennis in that country.
Yeah, that would be an incentive there, that's for sure.
Boy, no kidding, huh? Well, in our country, of course, you can drive around all kinds of slick cars if you get a big NBA contract, have a big old mansion, and take your posse anywhere you want to go. There are a lot of millionaires in the NBA, and some that aren't too happy. Some are notorious. Gilbert Arenas, I think the last time you were on, we were talking about some of the bad boys in the NBA, and now he's suspended for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, they announced that he met with Stern today, and they had a talk, and you know, Gilbert's going to accept it, and he's not going to appeal his suspension, but he's being suspended for the rest of the year, so he's out from the Wizards, so. And which, you know, is probably the right thing to do. I mean, Arenas, he admitted, he said it was wrong for what he did. You know, he's taking his lumps for it.
Boy, no kidding, he certainly is. Hey, speaking of the action on the court, though, instead of all the nonsense that he created, how about the contenders right now? It's still kind of early because at this point we haven't gotten to the All-Star break yet, but we're getting closer. However, you have In the East, Cleveland, big time, and that's not a surprise. Boston, once again, they'd love to be in the thick of it, and they are. And we know that the Lakers are there. Your Dallas Mavericks are there. And I wouldn't really count the Nuggets out either. And there are a couple of other hopeful teams, I think, on the fringe. There's still a lot of basketball to be played. But what do you think we're going to see? Do you think we're going to see the Lakers as another repeat champ?
Well, you know, the Lakers, they play. I'm looking in the West this year to be, you know, actually the Mavericks and the Lakers. The Lakers came here to Dallas a couple weeks ago, and they beat the Mavericks. So the Lakers are a strong team, and it's going to be hard for anybody to get past them. Cleveland, they've got the best record now. As a matter of fact, they beat Minnesota tonight by 14 points. So I'm looking for Cleveland. You know, probably in the NBA Finals, I'm looking for Cleveland and the Lakers, really, again.
Yeah, it could be Cleveland and the Lakers, I agree. It's not hard to imagine that unless somebody sneaks in, and then, of course, the road could always be paved with somebody who gets lucky along the way once you get into the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs,
yep.
This is it for the
NFL.
It
could be like last year with Orlando.
Yeah, getting in, yeah. So you just never know. And speaking of playoffs in the NFL, now it boils down to the Saints and the Colts, Minnesota, they were just a, boy, overtime win away from getting in. They didn't get in. So this could be an interesting matchup, although the Colts are favored by 4, and the smart money says Peyton Manning wins another Super Bowl. What do you think?
I think that's probably the way the outcome's going to be. You know, Manning, he's not putting any fodder out there for New Orleans to use to build up their team. Anybody, you know, they're with the Colts, they're all keeping mum about what they're expecting, but they're going about it, you know, in a methodical way. And I think that Indianapolis is probably going to, you know, repeat again. But New Orleans, they look strong, and you know, it's still anybody's game in the Super Bowl. You know, I was. Last week, I was looking at vintage New York Jets and Joe Namath game from, you know, and who thought that, you know, they would win the Super Bowl. So it's anybody's game, really. But I do think it's probably going to be the Colts, but New Orleans could come up and surprise people.
Boy, you never know. All right, I want to tell everybody you can go to easy-ticket.com. Mike has tickets to over 80,000 events nationwide, like that big round fat number. If you just go there, if you're looking for something in the East or the West or anywhere, not limited to any particular region in the United States, hockey tickets, we didn't talk about hockey, but hockey or basketball, anything that you're interested in, including concert tickets. Mike, you take care. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, Kate, you have a good evening.
You too. Yeah, you know, it's like I was talking about the Australian Open. I'm sure he had tickets to the Australian Open. Well, you have a front row seat, and you have a say on the State of the Union. You get a chance to grade the State of the Union. I'm sure this audience, so politically motivated and fired up, I guarantee you watched it. We're going to be talking more about that, and we're going to talk about that next with Dr. Will Horton, getting into the mind of Barack Obama. That's next on ATN.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Again, we are tested. And again, we must answer history's call. 1 year ago, I took office amid two wars, an economy rocked by a severe recession, a financial system on the verge of collapse, and a government deeply in debt. Experts from across the political spectrum warned that if we did not act, we might face a second depression. So we acted, immediately and aggressively. And 1 year later, the worst of the storm has passed.
All right, that's just a little snippet of Barack Obama's first State of the Union address. And the top, I guess, priority, what he was really pushing with this divided House in Congress, so to speak, is the economy, the economy, the economy, and stimulus spending, the new burst of stimulus spending, and saying that he wouldn't quit. I don't quit. That would be the one quote to take out of this. And he's going to continue to push for health care and education and the job growth and things of that nature. We'll get into some more of the speech as we move along, and you have a chance to grade the speech as well. Keep the number handy, 800-259-5791. I thought it'd be fun to have Dr. Will Horton on with us. He wrote a book, if you remember, called Mind Control, How to Get Others to Do What You Want. But a lot of people also remember an article that he did that basically outlined Barack Obama when he was a candidate, saying he was using hypnosis type of techniques to win over the favor of the people, the masses, if you will, and gain that influence over them. And he predicted then that this mass trance would start to wear off perhaps by 18 months. And, boy, if you look at the polls, you know, we talk about it constantly here in America Tonight. Certainly the numbers have plummeted since Barack Obama first took office. Dr. Horton, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
If you had to grade the State of the Union, I'm just curious, from your point of view, what would you say?
He sounded a lot like the candidate Obama rather than President Obama. He went back to a lot of his rhetoric sounding like a candidate. And kind of like you said there, when he kind of reminded me of Bill Clinton with "It's the economy, stupid." And getting back on that, but his rhetoric was back, and his polish as a candidate, using like a lot of the what I would call the hypnotic techniques, were back in the swing tonight.
Yeah, that's what it is about the words. It is about, you know, what are the factors, if you look at this, because you know he's down. It was like 74 at the high point when he first came in, and down 50s and below now at this point. So what do you think were the main reasons why the president's popularity has fallen off? I think it's because of the things that he promises and then doesn't deliver. But how can he stop it, and what do you think it is?
Well, you hit it right with the fact that when he used the words in his campaign, you know, hope and change, the great about that is it gets you all excited, because, you know, you may be hoping and changing for change in one way, and I'll hope and change for another, so at least one of us is going to be unhappy. And so he painted that without ever saying what it is. So all of his constituents, especially the people that really pushed him, were thinking he was going to do certain things. And I think he just set the bar too high, so it was hard for him to keep up with that. So and of course, when he first came in, people, you know, and in this country, you got to give him credit. The idea that the United States, you know, only 40 years removed from total segregation, you know, elected a black man president. So even some of his detractors were very excited that, in one way, that he won. But, of course, that was going to wear off. And he kind of – I would just go back to that he – you know, when you set the bar so high, when you play football like Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady, when you fall back and have a normal year, you know, people call you a failure. And that's – I think a lot of that is what happened.
You know, you talked about in your article back when he was a candidate, and I'm reading that book that's so hot now that everybody's talking about, called Game Change. That's the behind-the-scenes look on what happened on the road. The Newsweek reporter writing it, and a another reporter from, I want to say, Time magazine, I think, or The New Yorker, also involved in that. But it's interesting background stuff. And what you're talking about in that article, the hypnosis techniques, I can see it by what I'm reading and what they're saying. Do you think, is that on purpose? I mean, can I do that? If you teach me that, is that stuff that I can weave? I have, at times, a good mastery of the language, but I don't know if I would say that I have that hypnosis-type techniques down. Is there a way to teach somebody that, and do you think that he was taught that?
I think it's a learned skill. I mean, some people have it naturally. If you've ever heard a fundamentalist, like a fundamentalist Baptist preacher, they have a lot of the hypnotic techniques with the cadence and their speech pattern. So it can be learned. And I know, you know, by President Obama's own admission, one of his favorite books is a book called, you know, 48 Laws of Power. And in that, it talks about, you know, how to influence people and create spectacle, some of the things we call, like, I would call hypnotic techniques. And he did it tonight in the State of the Union, which is one way to make people feel better is to contrast it with times when times were much worse. And in several times in the speech tonight, if you caught, he kept referring back to, like, the Great Depression, you know, World War II. I mean, times of compared to now, much worse. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's sort of a hypnotic technique. When you get people to think that it could be worse, well, then therefore this the now isn't as bad.
Well, that
so
makes
it's
complete,
lift your spirits.
That makes complete sense, because they've been using that a lot. In fact, the groundwork was laid for that weeks ago, in the comparisons, probably even months ago, to the Great Depression. That started to come out from the White House aides. You know, when they would be talking to the media, you'd start to hear that wrapped into the theme that they were pushing out there. So I'm not surprised that that was wrapped into his speech. I'm curious about that. What would be some other hypnotic techniques with good speakers or people that really seem to sway a crowd? Like you were talking about some of those incredible fundamentalist Baptist preachers. What are some of the other techniques to look for that you can see that the people listening to us could understand?
Well, first and foremost is you have to get people totally emotional. Because when you tap into a deep emotion, it bypasses the critical factors of the mind, you know, and people act and react much differently. And so, you know, you need to get people into the emotional state rather than into the, you know, intellectual state. And one of the mistakes I think the president made in this last year is after he won, after he used all these hypnotic techniques to get people all excited, once he got in, he kind of lost some of that, and he kind of came I call him a policy wonk. You know, he was over-explaining things and getting so detailed, and some of his biggest supporters, if you remember, were complaining, like, you know, plus a lot of us don't really care to hear how he's doing it, just go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. So, I mean, he gets in his campaigns, if you think back to when he was running, much like Bill Clinton when he was running, you know, they get people highly emotional. And then he tags the good emotions to himself with some hand movements. He always like would touch his tie, or he makes this, he touches his index finger, middle finger, and thumb together, and it's like he's pointing to himself as he's talking about good things. So as he elicits a good response in you, if he talks about JFK or even Ronald Reagan, he's kind of bringing those good feelings and kind of putting that to him. And he was brilliant at doing that in the campaign. Because it really caught my attention when, you know, I heard people calling him the greatest leader of a generation when he first started running. And not to sound partisan, but my question is, what did he ever lead? And, you know, where's the evidence,
right,
one way or another? I didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the way he was eliciting things like JFK and Ronald Reagan and FDR and linking those kind of feelings to him, which is great. It got him the job. But then people expect you to either act like JFK, Ronald Reagan, or FDR. And
mm-hmm.
So going back to, you know, he set a standard that was hard to live up to.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Hope and Change threw it out there and then wrapped it around in some other well-known presidents and things that they had done. But can he deliver on it? That's the question. And, of course, the State of the Union. Absolutely. We heard a lot of the same. Dr. Horton, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you. And if you need anything, people can just Google me, and I can send them that free article if they want it.
All right. And they can Google you. Well, you're all over the place. You're all over the web, actually.
Yeah. I'm like a bad penny. I keep turning up. Or they can just go to it's a quick nfnlp.com. And
all right.
Got all the stuff there.
All right. Excellent. Thanks, Doc.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Dr. Horton says, you know, it was part of what he learned from his favorite book, 48 Laws of Power, How to Get People Entranced into What You're Saying. And I would agree with that, contrasting harder times, the Great Depression, World War II. You heard that. That was absolutely thrown out during the State of the Union. We're going to talk more specifics on the State of the Union coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to GCS. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coming up, a conversation in our next segment with Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectibles. Mark this on your calendars if you like to collect things. And every single one of us, I guarantee, collects something. I don't care if it's guitar picks of famous people, salt and pepper shakers, baseball cards, whatever. I know I've told this story before, but I was kind of a naysayer. And I've had Harry on the show a bunch. He's such a great expert on almost anything that you could possibly think of, even the most obscure things. And I thought, well, I'm not even really a collector. And come to find out, guess I was a little bit of a collector. In a big vase that I had, every place I went, I had the opportunity to travel a lot when I was covering sports and doing some other things. And whatever restaurant or historical place that I was in, I picked something up, you know, like matches especially for restaurants. And lo and behold, I had hundreds of them. Who knew? They were small, they were easy to carry, and they were stuffed in this giant vase. And then there were a couple of other things, of course, sports memorabilia, since I covered sports. So I think each and every one of us, even if you're not a big clutter person, you've got something you're probably stashing. How about you, Donovan? Do you collect anything? I don't know if I've ever asked you that before, like coloring books, I don't know, old LPs?
I have a replica sword collection hanging on my walls.
We did talk about that. I remember one time, a long time ago, I think back in April when I first joined the network. I think That is the coolest thing. What's your favorite sword?
I've got a 15th century, recreation of a 15th century Italian rapier that I'm rather fond of. It's very, very pretty.
Do you display them?
Yes, they're hanging on my walls.
How many do you have?
I've got currently 5 pieces up.
Cool. See that, and that's good. That's like wall art too. I like that. He probably doesn't know that, but that's what they, because he doesn't own a television, but on HGTV they would call that wall art, and it's significant. I like it. See, Donovan proves the point.
It also deters people from showing up uninvited.
That's right. Oh, the dude has swords. I'm not going over there. All right, coming up, we're going to breeze over today in history, birthdays, and a couple of news you can abuse kind of deals. But first, the headers. We do that each and every day. This from the Detroit News, as it's now known, debtnews.com. The headline, of course, Obama renews health care fight. It's all about what happened in the State of the Union address, specifically related to health care, declaring, I don't quit. President Barack Obama vowed in his first State of the Union address to make job growth his topmost priority and urged a divided Congress to boost the still ailing economy with fresh, rather stimulus spending. So that was there. Also, Detroit is, of course, Motor City. Toyota expands the recall to 1.1 million more vehicles. Late on Wednesday, they had to expand it. And this is, boy, this is giving a leg up to the rivals. With all of these cars being recalled, this is related to the accelerator pedals. It's gotten that bad because of the possibility of getting sued. Sadly, there were some horrible accidents as a result of that. All right, we move from Detroit to California. Fresno, the Fresno Bee. They actually have a really good sports section. They have a pretty good news section. They're known for that. Once again, President Obama above the fold. Their headline, though, we read this. Embattled Obama declares in speech, I don't quit. You're probably going to see more of that versus specifically picking out health care or jobs or, you know, whatever. And another headline they had in the Fresno paper was this one. California awarded $2.25 billion for a high-speed rail. And that's been talked about for a very long time, so that's a big deal to the folks in California. When Obama was pushing for the high-speed rail in the State of the Union address, federal officials announced that Cali's going to get a big share of that $8 billion fund for the projects across the nation, so the $2.25 billion, and that was part of that headline. All right, we're going to give you one more. You know, we randomly kind of pick these out. There are a lot of great newspapers across the country, those that are left, I should say. If something interesting crops up in your local newspaper, even if it's a cool little suburban paper, jump on the air and read us the headline or send it to me on americatonight.net. This is what the Tampa Tribune put on their headline above the fold. This is the headline. It said, a child no longer, her choice is life or death. And it said underneath, basically, the story is about an 18-year-old who has contracted a rare and fatal disease that has her on the brink of death. So friends and family gathered around her, and they had a neat shot of her in a hospital bed over the weekend, and they were singing happy birthday to her, and it's a sad story, but an upbeat story in the fact that people have reached out to her, and that's pretty much what they're portraying in the article. Okay, that's headers for the day. Let's move to today in history. It is Thursday, January 28th. Guess what? There are 337 days left in the year if you are keeping count of such things. In 1909, the United States withdrew its forces from Cuba as José Miguel Gómez became president. In 1915, the United States Coast Guard was created. President Woodrow Wilson signed a bill merging the Life-Saving Service and Revenue Cutter Service, as the two were known back then. In 1973, a ceasefire officially went into effect in the Vietnam War. In 1978, ooh, this is sad, a fire swept through a historic downtown, the Coates House Hotel in Kansas City. I know there's people listening to us in Kansas. It happened in Kansas City, Missouri. It killed 20 people. In 1986, we all remember this, right? The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds after liftoff from Cape Canaveral, killed all seven of the crew members, including schoolteacher Krista McAuliffe, who was so excited and was the first civilian to go into space. And the thought was, if that hadn't happened, you'd have other school teachers, other people would go up. But then that kind of iced that project. Although now there's more talk about journalists and teachers and other people actually taken off with the astronauts. But in 86, if that had been successful, we'd be pretty probably deep into this. It was 5 years ago that the Iraqis overseas began 3 days of voting in 14 nations, and Senate Dems criticized President George W. Bush's plan to add personal accounts to Social Security and accused his administration of improperly using Social Security Administration, the Social Security Administration, rather, to promote the idea. Also, this was big from the business point of view. Procter & Gamble and Gillette announced a $57 billion merger. Here's a quick couple from News You Can Abuse. This is crazy, and in fact, I put it as one of my blunders of the day. If you go to the website, americatonight.net, you'll find snippets of interviews we've done and some blogging, and you could also find the blunder of the day, and I put this on there. PETA wants Punxsutawney Phil to be replaced with a robotic stand-in. You know, the annual Groundhog Festival that's been around, it seems like, for forever and ever and ever. They feel as though that is inhumane, and instead it would be better to see a robot on February 2nd. And, you know, that whole deal about there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter, it's the tradition, if he sees his shadow, then there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, then there's going to be an early spring. I think it's just cool, it's fun, it's ridiculous. PETA's just looking for headlines, and, of course, they're getting the headlines. That's what it is, because I don't see any reason why the animal's treated, they say, the animal is treated better than the average child in Pennsylvania. Ooh, I don't know if that was a good way to put it, but I would have to believe it. So, and this was a cool story. Harriet Richardson Ames wanted to earn her bachelor's degree in education. She finally hit that milestone 3 weeks after achieving her 100th birthday. She got her degree a day before dying. How about that? Bravo. See, you never know what you can accomplish. All right, it's time for those all-important birthdays. Music, please. I think you're going to recognize a lot of names on this list. I try so hard. I'm going to say you're going to recognize at least 6. Evangelical pastor Rick Warren. Who doesn't know Rick Warren? 56 years old. Actor Alan Alda, MASH, done a ton of other things. 74 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, singer Sarah McLachlan is 42. You see her on the commercials where she is doing commercials for the Humane Society. She's a great singer. She's got a bunch of still classic songs that are making the rounds on your favorite radio station, wherever it is that you hail from and what you listen to. Singer Joey Fatone from NSYNC, most recently Dancing with the Stars, 33 years old. Major League Baseball player Jermaine Dye is 36 years old, also celebrating a birthday. DJ Muggs from Cypress Hill, 42 years old. Did you ever watch Cold Case? Catherine Morris, the lead in that show, is 41 years old. Actor Elijah Wood is 29. Come on now. I know you know Elijah Wood. How about the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy? You know Nicolas Sarkozy. 55 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, 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 happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight. Great job on the technicals, Donovan Madsen. Harry Rinker coming up next here on ATN.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Rendition of I'm Just Wild About Harry. We certainly are, and we haven't spoken to him in a while. It's always a pleasure to have him on the show. Remember, if you collect anything, whatever it is, I don't care if it's salt and pepper shakers, I don't care if it's something related to presidential memorabilia, like we had the State of the Union address that we're dissecting throughout this show. A lot of people collect campaign things and presidential things and whatnot. You can certainly call Harry, but you have to do it as fast as you can. Let your fingers do the walking ASAP. Don't dawdle. It'll be too late. It'll already be off the air. So 800-259-5791. I'll say it again. 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You've been a little cold to me since the Yankees beat the Phillies in the World Series, I have to confess.
That's right, because you and several other members of the audience threw it in my face about my poor Phillies going down in flames to your Yankees.
Hey, that's okay. You did all right a year ago, or 2 years ago.
That's right. And you know what? I have memorabilia from that. I have the paper. I've got the postcard. My mother got me the, now they do those, like, postcard things where they have the stamp.
Yeah.
I've got that. And it's just for me to pass on or whatever, but that's memorabilia.
Well,
it does count.
Sports memorabilia is hot. I mean, you've got a lot of the issues involving fake signatures and stuff, and clearly the autograph material and some of the others has to be out there, but the stuff that's good is selling very well right now. I mean, what's happened is you've got these sports auctions like Legendary Auctions in Chicago and Heritage Galleries in Texas that are just driving that stuff right through the roof.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, did you hear that story? I have to bring this up to you right away. The ripped Picasso painting?
Yeah, you know, I was just happened to be walking by the Mona Lisa and tripped and fell and put my nose through the middle of her beak or something. I don't know. It's a little strange.
No kidding. And I thought about this. It's so weird because at the Kimball Art Museum, they have the only Michelangelo in the country. It was a painting that he painted when he was a kid. And they've got an armed guard, Harry, standing right by it, and they have it roped off so you can't get too close to the painting. And I was thinking, boy, I hope this doesn't set some kind of a precedent with people falling into paintings.
Accidents will happen. And first of all, we have some of the finest training art conservators in the United States, and it'll be repaired. And it won't be the first historic painting that ever will be repaired. And, you know, even though, and since the painting is a museum, there's no sense talking about its value because the museum will never sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're going to get it repaired and done. I mean, in Winterthur, Delaware, at the Henry Francis DuPont Winterthur Museum, they have a huge conservation school where they train conservators. Now, conservators are very different than these guys who just restore stuff to make it look like it's brand new. These are people that hold degrees in art history as well as chemistry and go through rigorous apprenticeships. And as a result, they and others trained around the world like them do some of the finest work out there. So something like this is a tragedy, truly. I mean, you know, it's something you wish could have been avoided, but it can easily be fixed. You know, when there's art theft, I'm doing a lot of you knows here tonight, when there's art theft, unfortunately what a lot of robbers do is cut the picture out of the frame. And that often does some serious damage to things. But when they recover them, they can put them back together again. And, you know, to the untrained eye, you'd never know the difference.
Wow. That's interesting. I wonder, remember there was another incident. It was Steve Wynn, who did something in one of his private collection paintings. He was showing somebody the paintings, and he accidentally scraped it, too, did the same thing, got a little tear in it. Boy, now there, when you're talking about a private collection, they can't be thrilled with that. It's different, like you say, when it's hanging in a museum.
They're unfortunately, they're thinking about the paintings in terms of money and value, and there it's a little bit riskier. I just did an appraisal clinic last weekend up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and I have to tell you, person had a painting, not a real valuable painting, but signed and dated 1870 something, and it needed some restoration work, and he gave it to a friend who said, oh, I went to art school, I can restore it for you. And some of the paint was coming off the campus. Well, what the guy did was take a picture, and then all the loose paint he just took off and he repainted it back in, including the artist's signature. And when you raked it in the light, you could see where all the old painting had been removed and the new inpainting done. And I just told the guy, it totally wrecked the painting. I mean, this is one of those things. There's no licensing of people out there. Even conservators aren't licensed. They do have a National Conservancy group that they belong to, and that's where you look to get the names of the good ones. But, you know, you want to go in the furniture repair business, their paint repair business, you just go down and buy a can of stripper and a brush, and you're in business.
Yeah, no kidding.
And this is what people have to watch out for, actually, when they're out there.
It brings up a good point, though. In collecting things, and I've had a lot of people ask me this question since the years now, because I think you've been coming on shows with me for, has it been 2 years? I bet it's been 2 years.
Well, it's been on America Tonight.
Yeah, I bet it's been 2 years on America Tonight.
2 years, it's been at least
3 years.
Three or four years. Well, so, over 3 years, because what you got, my nationally syndicated radio show is going to be having its fourth anniversary in March.
Wow. So, yeah, so it's been at least that long. I've had people pepper me with these questions. I even got an email from somebody asking when you were going to be on again, because it's been a while, and they wanted to know.
Well, we're going to go back to a pattern, Kate. We're going to be on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at this time.
Right, so everybody get your questions ready,
right,
and then
Thursday,
you know.
Second and fourth Thursday, I'm sorry, very much at this time.
Second and fourth, so get your questions ready. You know when Harry's going to be on now, and we'll make sure that we promo that so everybody realizes it. But I had a question from somebody. They asked about how do you preserve, like they apparently had, and you talked about sports memorabilia. I think even the last time you were on, we had a little tiny segment on that. But they asked about signed footballs and how you preserve them. What would you put them in?
Yeah, well, one thing you don't want to do is buy any of these plastic-mounted units. In fact, one of the tragedies in Wilkes-Barre, again, was somebody brought in an autographed ball that they'd wrapped up in plastic.
Mm.
And there was a while in the 70s where the ballpoint ink faded if you weren't real careful with it. And plastic could deter it, and the signatures just faded off the ball.
Oh.
I know. You know, the phrase in my field is chemically inert. And a lot of the people just go out, they buy these ball holders, they buy these display things, and they never ask, are they chemically inert? Are they sealed so tight that if moisture gets in there, it can damage it? Usually, if you're going to do a signature sign ball or something like that, just a nice stand out in the open, away from direct sunlight, with very little dusting or anything is probably the best way to display it. Or if you're going to put it in a drawer, take some white tissue paper, the kind that comes when you buy a shirt or a blouse or something, and wrap it up in that so that it can breathe. Of course, what fun is it if you don't display it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You just answered the question, what fun is it if you can't show it off to your friends, I guess.
Well, that's the whole thing about it. I don't know if you know or not, but I'm in the process of selling my school in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I have to pack up 50,000 objects and get rid of them. And it's a mentally challenging problem.
Yeah, boy, no kidding, because you have to figure out what you're doing with all this stuff, right?
I'm at the point where I have to figure out what I'm going to keep and what I have to toss and what I have to sell. Yeah, it's a dilemma.
And so you actually will toss some of it then? You won't sell? There are just things you just don't think you can sell? You'll donate?
No, most of what I have will go to sell at one form or another.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right now I'm in denial and just packing it up in boxes. But it's hard to go from 14,000 square feet to 2,500 square feet in any kind of logical order.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, Harry, we're going to tell everybody you're going to be back again on the second Thursday.
Well, we'll be back on the second Tuesday of February. Second Thursday of February. By the way, if you have a question, you can email me at Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker at AOL.com. Start your question. I listen to you on American Night, and we'll talk about it when I come back.
Sounds like a great idea, great plan. And good luck with those 50,000 collectibles there in that schoolhouse.
Okie doke.
Thanks, Harry. Remember, you can definitely do what Harry suggested with the mailbag. And if you send him a photograph of it, it's an excellent idea because he's such a massive resource. He's got a book out that's in the Smithsonian about collectibles with toys. I think I've talked about that. And a slew of other books. One of his books is Sell, Keep, or Toss. With so many people downsizing or trying to find ways to make some more money, they're getting rid of stuff in their house. And, of course, you want to know what it's worth and whether or not it's worth selling it and where you can sell it. And he's got some great suggestions in that book. I have a copy of it, and I just reread parts of it the other day and realized I had some stuff that I was getting rid of, and you probably are all in that same situation. You're not getting rid of us just yet. We're diving back into the State of the Union address. Plus, at the end of the hour, Bad Boys and the iPad. We'll talk about it. Stay with us.